We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. A donkey of the day for Friday, September 1st, goes to a human who is responsible for two women being struck by gunfire during a Chicago White Sox game in Chicago, okay? Salute to Chicago. Drop on the clues bombs for Chicago. But Chicago already got such a bad reputation for gun violence. And when things like this happen, you have to ask yourself, is there anywhere safe to go in Chicago? See, two women were struck by gunfire. One was 42. The other was 26. They both are expected to recover from the shooting. The 42-year-old sustained a gunshot wound to the leg, and the 26-year-old had a grazed wound to her abdomen. Now, I know you're sitting here wondering, how did someone get a gun into a stadium? We've all been to major league sporting events. Getting a weapon in there is like trying to sneak a weapon through airport security. It ain't happening. Okay, I know my father got a taser in the MetLife back in the day, but times were different then. Okay, not to mention we talking about a pistol in Chicago. Okay, a metal detector go off in Chicago, then everybody got to be alert, because it's probably a weapon in the building. Well, this weapon got snuck in, allegedly, by someone who didn't give a damn about First Lady Michelle Obama's initiative to bring back physical activity in schools. Because the New York Post said a gun fired at a White Sox game was snuck in via this woman's belly fat.
Wow.
What?
Now, I don't know if it's true, but damn it, it's funny. Okay, according to a report by Chicago-based ESPN, two sources close to the investigation said the gun was brought into the stadium hidden in the rolls of a woman's belly fat. Yes, they said this woman was the size of former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. And you know, I don't want to call this person fat because somebody told me fat isn't politically correct. You should say something fun like blubber. Word to Judy Blume. That book is great.
Oh, wow. It's horrible.
You know, that's not good.
Okay. Blubber is horrible.
They say Winnie. Like Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Okay.
They say jelly bean is also a great alternative to the word fat. I don't know,
what?
Man.
Nah, man. Just say big.
You think big, but big don't necessarily mean fat either.
Fat, yeah.
I think fat is the coolest
fat
thing
is
to
the
say.
Only way. Yeah, fat is just the only way.
Yeah, because when I turn to the book of Wokeness, chapter 32, verse 7, and look for fun names for fat, I don't like any of them. I don't like double wide. Mm-mm. I don't like cruise control. That's for a fat person who doesn't move fast. Mm. I don't like Big Chief Almighty. Mm-mm. I definitely don't like Lizzo's form of backup dancers. That's just terrible.
Oh my God.
This fatty patty might be good.
Fatty patty.
No.
That's still fat. That's still using the word fat.
Yeah, fatty is crazy.
Come on,
once you put the T on it.
But fatty patty is cute. Like, you know,
fatty patty.
Yeah,
for a baby
exactly.
is cute, but for a grown woman, I don't know.
I like just fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to say. This person snuck a gun. Oh, I can say this person snuck a gun in between her fatty patties.
There you go.
Yes, okay. I like that.
Okay. That works.
This person snuck a gun in between our fatty patties, okay? Let me tell you something. This is when wokeness goes wrong, because when this scale tipper went through the metal detector, all right, it went off like three separate times. Mm. Security even did extra checking but didn't find a gun. I can't prove this, but I have a sneaky suspicion that one of these security guards was looking at those rolls and they said to themselves, I need to be a muffin top mover right now. I need to be a chubby checker and lift up that piece of flab right there. But they chose not to because they didn't want to offend said scale tipper. Okay? I guarantee it. And because that person didn't want to offend, two people got shot. And now that stadium, guaranteed rate field in Chicago, I guarantee, is about to be sued. And they're going to have to write a check that's as big as Jonah Hill used to be. So please give this wobble warrior who caused two people to get shot the biggest he are.
Wow.
But that's the advantage of being fat, though. You know,
in that moment,
you can hide guns.
That's the advantage?
Yeah. It's definitely a disadvantage for the people who get shot.
Yes.
But it's the advantage.
In that moment.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Dang.
Speaking of fat, y'all want to bring in something that's fattening?
Huh? Fattening?
Fattening?
Yes.
Some calories this morning?
Yes, let's bring some calories in.
DJ
What's going on?
Born day. Since the day of birth, Sunday is his born day, but we're celebrating the day. That ain't me. He's over there, Doc. Come on now.
What is that?
That ain't me. It's yellow. It's definitely not him.
Look at this amazing cake. Look at this amazing cake that we designed.
Oh, my.
I'm grateful. Show it to the camera.
It doesn't look like an ass.
Show it to the camera.
It doesn't look like
an ass. Now, let me describe this.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a waffle-colored Negro cake.
Oh, my God.
What do you see, Jess? Look at it.
I see a Dominican Republic flag.
I'm not Dominican.
And some black Beijing.
That's a waffle that has Envy's face on it. I got the black Beijing. I got the black hairline.
Oh, that's my beard?
That's your beard, man.
Oh, my God. Why the waffle?
I got a waffle-colored Negro cake. Come on now.
What's going on? What's the significance in a waffle?
He calls me a waffle-colored Negro.
Look at his complexion.
I'm not waffle-colored, and I'm not Dominican, and I don't use Beijing.
You're actually not waffle-colored no more. You got lighter. It's weird.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
The only thing you got right. Take the Dominican music off. And the only thing they got right is the Yankee hat.
Oh, that's a hat?
Yes, that's a hat.
Oh, I told them to make your hair. I told them to put the Beijing on your hair, too.
They did. Well, it kind of did.
Oh, yeah, they got it dripping out the hat. There you go. Oh, good job.
What job, Doc.
They got it dripping out the side of the hat.
Oh, what flavor is the cake?
You know it's yellow. Cake. Come on, Jeff.
Goodness.
I pay attention to detail. Okay, you know it's yellow
there
cake.
There you go.
Come on now.
Hey, shout out to all the Virgos out there. I appreciate it. Hey. I don't use Beijing, though.
Just for men.
That's right.
I'm definitely going to slice for that.
And I'm not Dominican.
Slice? Bring out the knives.
Oh, my God.
Bring out the knives and the paper plates.
I appreciate you guys.
Let's get a slice.
Love you, Envy.
Let's get a slice. I look good like you. Come on now.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
Now, I know it's the weekend. Your birthday is Sunday.
That's right.
So I know you got plans.
It's Friday, so you know
freaky,
what that
freaky, freaky, freaky Friday.
Oh, Lord Jesus, what is the plan?
All right, now the freaky, freaky, freaky Friday question is
800-585-1051.
So,
watch him project.
No, I'm not.
He's very excited.
No, I'm not. So I got to get to the story because I got to post it the right way. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Now, recently, there's been a lot of, where's it at? Damn it, man. All right, they've been finding a lot of things in people's butts.
Don't act like you don't know this story off the top of your head.
They've been finding a lot of things in people's butts. And I got to pull up the story. Hold on. I got to get... Because this is...
Charlamagne should have it in his favorites. Yo, send it over real quick.
I don't know nothing about this, Jeff.
Nope.
Whatever, yo. Yeah, right.
I got to find it.
He wrote the damn article.
I did the study.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Yes, you did the study.
Man, why are you acting like you don't know this story, man?
No, because I got to get the right...
Not right. Right.
Hold on.
See, this is a mess. Look, tell me, he's acting like he don't know the story. Charlamagne already know what it is. He happy.
Man, I want to say something.
Go ahead. Study claims more Americans are being hospitalized after finding foreign objects stuck in their rectum. All right. Now, the five objects that people are finding are cans, marbles, balls, drugs, bottle jars, and bottle caps and pens in their butts.
Okay.
Now, the highest age group to finding the most things in their butts, or rectums as they call it, foreign objects, are 20 to 24 is number one.
Believable.
25 to 29 is number two.
Mm-hmm.
55 to 59 is right behind it.
Nobody doing that. Nobody. That, you know how you skip the 30s and the 40s and I'm then the 50s won't be.
So 800-585-1051. Let's ask. Have you ever had anything stuck in your rectum?
By the way, this is DJ Envy. Today is his birthday. We celebrating him. This is his topic. This is what he chose to talk about on a Friday. I don't know what him and Gia got planned this weekend, but hey, man.
800-585-1051. We're asking. This is a no judgment zone. What have you had stuck in your butt?
Don't say this ain't no judgments. I'm judging anybody that called up here and say they had something stuck in their butt.
Jess, you have anything to say?
Yeah, I ain't never get nothing stuck in my butt. But believe, if anything went in there, it was able to come out. I didn't have to go to the emergency room. Yes, I've had some things, yeah. But no, not nothing stuck up in there.
All right, well,
it don't never go that far. What the hell are we trying to do? Hey.
Why is it just stuck?
Yeah, like, what's going on
what
with
you?
What
doing that is stuck?
Charlamagne? All right, we'll talk to Charlamagne when we come back. 800-585-1051.
I got kids.
Have you ever had any kids? What does that mean? You got toys stuck in there?
No, they might be listening.
Hey, yo.
You love embarrassing 800-585-1051.
That is
your
the
daddy
question.
Embarrassing you again.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.